A house is made of wood and stone, but only love can make a home. Welcome to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, helping you make your home into one you'll love even more. Here are your hosts, Dan Hansen and Betsy Thompson.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson.
Now, it's been a lot of rain this week.
It has been a very wet week.
A very wet week. Has your basement stayed dry?
So far, as far as I know, well, except for the minor flood that I had from the sink, but...
Oh, but that was your own dumb fault.
Yes.
You just left the sink running?
Yeah, that was an accident. That was unintentional.
So, your basement's actually dry from the weather, but you felt left out, so you just turned the sink on and walked away.
Yes, I wanted to be like everyone else and make my sump pump run.
Awesome. Very good idea.
Yeah.
Very good.
I thought so at the time.
Yeah.
I'm sure I won't when the electric bill comes.
Yeah.
Anyway, it has been a very wet week, but we have something that...
A bright spot.
Yes.
In next week. We can't help this week because it's over.
No, this week is too far
gone. We work towards the future.
Right, exactly. For five lucky winners and their guests, we have a very cool event coming up. And it's a very exclusive event. Every year we put on a color event, and it's for designers, architects, interior decorators,
Benjamin
people like
Moore
that.
Puts it on and
yep.
talks about the color of the year, color trends. It's just really fun.
It is a very fun evening.
I'm a guy, and I think it's a lot of fun.
Hey!
The food is good.
Yeah, that's why you like it. That's the only reason you come,
the
I think.
The only reason, but I do like the food.
Right. So, November 1st, that is this upcoming Wednesday. If you aren't doing anything, five lucky winners and their guests will be invited to come and hang out with us and enjoy this event. But you have to stay tuned until the end of the show to find out how you can enter.
Right. We'll tell you everything you need to know at the end. And then also today, we're going to introduce you to a brand new paint from Benjamin Moore called Century. And I can honestly say it's paint like no other. Benjamin Moore's commercials always end with paint like no other.
Uh-huh. It
this
is
time,
true.
This is really, really true. It is unlike anything we've ever seen.
Yes. But before we get to that, we're going to be joined by George Clark from WMGB Home Improvements. And we've asked George to drop by to discuss all things related to home insulation because, like it or not, cold weather is on its way and we want our listeners to be warm and toasty this winter.
But first, at Repco Light, one of the things that we do on a regular basis, every single day in the store, is match stains.
Yes.
Tons of stains for furniture, for cabinets,
mm-hmm.
for trim.
Yes.
For trying to patch little pieces of
you
whatever
name it,
together.
We're matching stains
right.
for it.
And a lot of people don't realize that we do that. A
no.
lot of people don't even realize that that's possible.
Right. They know paint matching, but many people haven't heard of stain matching.
Right. So a lot of people, when they have to get a stain for any kind of project, they just head to the store. They look at a couple of charts. They try to pick colors from
paper
representations.
Yeah, they get those little paper brochures and, oh, this looks close.
Which never are accurate.
No.
And that's how they try to do it. And,
right.
And a lot of the times, the process ends up very, very frustrating.
Yes.
I did a desk where I refinished it long ago before I worked at Repco Light
mm-hmm.
and went and did that whole process.
Yep.
Picked a dark cherry, thinking that's what I was going to end up with.
Was it orange?
It was orange. Absolutely.
Yep.
Vivid orange.
Yeah.
I was so disappointed,
mm-hmm.
but it was done at that point.
Right.
The thing is, it's a lot of work. That particular project was a lot of work
mm-hmm.
for me.
Right.
And what a disappointment to have it not turn out the way I wanted to.
Right.
Don't let that happen. At Repco Light, we match colors. If I'd have known, I could have come in, given them a little bit of time, and actually ended up with the color I wanted.
Exactly.
Wanted, rather than have to accept what I ended up with.
Right. And that's why we're talking about this today, because we want to take the headaches out of doing this kind of thing, and we don't want people to be frustrated. So today we're actually going to walk you through some of the tips so that you know exactly what you need to be prepared for in order to have a really great experience when getting a stain matched. And the first thing that we want to talk about, because I cannot stress this enough, and it's always where people go wrong.
She is waving her arms all over the place. She's going to knock coffee over. She's going to knock a plant over.
That's because it's
true. She's very passionate about this.
It's the most frustrating part. And people just, they don't know. And so that's why we're informing you. Bring a sample of the wood that you are going to be staining. Just a scrap piece, an end piece, something like that. Because that is how we get the best, most accurate match possible, is when we put it on the actual wood that you will be staining. Because all woods take stain differently.
Right. And all species of wood.
Yes.
A lot of those will vary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's where people get confused. They figure, well, don't you have pine? Don't you have oak? Don't you have
right.
maple to work with?
Right.
And we do.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is we have the maple that we've got or the oak that we've got.
Right.
Is it as red as the oak you're using? Is it as white as the oak you're using?
Right.
You know, is the maple as soft or as hard as the maple that you're using?
Right.
All of those things affect the stain color, and not just a little bit.
Right.
Dramatically.
Yeah.
Most of the time, if we see a stain match come back where it needs to be adjusted, I'd say 90% of the time, it's because we didn't have the wood in the first place.
Right. We
and
just
so
matched
we
it on
matched
scraps.
It on what we had.
Yep.
When they got home, you put it on what you're actually using. Mm-hmm. And the wood just takes the stain different. So avoid that whole problem and that frustration in the middle by just bringing us in a sample. You can ask your builder for extra cutoff scraps.
Yep.
That works. But just bring us something that we can put stain on. It's going to help us get your color more accurate.
Right. It's also going to help us get the process that you need in order to stain these things correctly. Because things like pine, for example, tend to take stain really heavily. It just sucks the stain right
in. It's very blotchy.
Yes.
It can get blotchy.
Yes. And sometimes that matches what you've already got just fine, but other times it's going to make a terrible match. So we'll actually recommend a process, a sealer, a pre-stain conditioner that's going to help make it a little bit more even. So if you bring us a sample of your wood, we can actually recommend a process to you that's going to get your stain to look exactly the way that you're looking for it to be.
Right. So bottom line, bring in a sample of the wood you're working on. And bring in a nice size sample.
Yes.
Because that way we can test it and keep working until we dial in on the exact color that you want.
Yep. The next thing you need to do is bring in a good sample of what you want us to match. So if it's a piece of your trim, bring in a pretty sizable piece of that trim. Don't just bring in little flakes and, hey, this little piece chipped off. Can you match it?
Have you ever had that?
Yes.
I have.
Yeah. And if it happens to be the grain of the wood, you know, the deep like oak grain or something, it's much darker than the rest of the board.
Right.
And that causes a problem because then the stain's too dark.
Right. Right now at home, if you look at any stained piece of wood or whatever you've got, you know, look in the kitchen and you look at the cabinet doors or look at your trim and try to isolate maybe a dime-sized piece and then look at the rest of it. And you'll see how the color changes on a larger piece. The graining comes in. On kitchen cabinet doors, a lot of the times we see, you know, darker sections where certain oak or whatever was used was a little darker than the other wood.
Mm-hmm.
It takes the stain a little differently. All of that affects the color. There's so many things going on. When you bring in a tiny sample, I've had customers where they've done that, and we match it.
Right.
And it's been very disappointing because the match, the one I remember, the match was really good.
Right.
You know, you could put the little flake on the piece that we stained and it disappears. You couldn't see it.
Yes.
When they stained all their trim at home, all of the trim looked too light in appearance to the rest of it when we could see the whole sample.
Right.
Don't, you know, you just don't want to do that. So avoid that by bringing a good-sized representative sample of what you want.
Right. We're talking staining tips on the Repcolite Home Improvement Show. We've talked about the things that you need to bring with you in order for us to get you an accurate match. Now let's talk about the time that you have to give us in order to get an accurate match. Because stain matches, as a general rule, just take longer than paint matches do. So if you can give us at least a couple hours to get them done, we're going to get a much better match for you. It's just the way stains work up. They're just a little bit more tricky to get dialed in, especially a darker, deeper stain. The undertones are a little bit more tricky.
Right. So just give us a couple hours.
Right.
No big deal, but just come with that in mind. Don't set yourself up where I need it in the next 20 minutes or, you know, the project's going to fall apart. Don't ever end up in that situation.
Right.
That's frustration waiting to happen for everybody.
Exactly.
The last thing would be this. Just ask us questions.
Yes.
We do this all the time. We try to make sure that everybody leaves the store with an understanding of what steps are required to get the color they want on that stain. Because stain is different than paint. You know, you roll paint on a wall, it's a solid color. You're going to get what you get. With a stain, so much of the color depends on how much of the stain comes off, you know, how the wood takes it. All of these different things are involved. We try to tell you how to do all of that so that you're comfortable and ready to go. But if you're not, if you don't hear something that makes sense to you and you have a question, stop us and ask. It's what we do. We'll definitely help you.
Absolutely. Now, don't go too far because it's getting colder and winter is literally just around the corner. And coming up after the break, we're going to be in the studio with George Clark from WMGB Home Improvements. And we're going to talk about insulation and everything that you can do to keep your home warm and cozy this year. Stay tuned.
Repcolite and Benjamin Moore present a shout-out to painting contractors.
Every day you transform the world around you by adding new color. And while you may not be Van Gogh, the end result is still a work of art.
Benjamin Moore's unmatched quality helps assure you of a happy customer every time. Just ask this contractor.
This is Dustin with David Hemicky Decorating. I get my Benjamin Moore paint from Repcolite stores.
The 6 West Michigan Repcolite stores and Port City Paints in Muskegon, where painting pros go for Benjamin Moore.
Helping you turn your house into your dream home. This is the Repcolite Home Improvement Show, presented by Benjamin Moore on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
I was so hard to please, but look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade.
Here I am, Betsy, spinning the tunes like a real DJ.
Oh, good grief.
That was Hazy Shade of Winter, Simon and Garfunkel, back from 1968, when I was negative 4 years old. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. And that would make me, I'm pretty sure, negative 14.
Negative 14. You were much more immature than I was back in 1968.
Much more non-existent.
Yeah, much more. Honestly, though, as dumb as all that was, I love working Simon and Garfunkel into anything I can do. I love Paul Simon.
Yes.
And so I'm very happy to use that song. Mm-hmm. But it is a good tie-in for this next segment.
It is, because right now, unfortunately, it is a very hazy shade of winter outside of our windows.
Everywhere you look.
And it is only going to get hazier, my friends.
Right. So we're in the studio with George Clark from WMGB Home Improvements, and we want to talk about all the different things that we can do to keep our homes warm this winter. George, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
Now, we want to talk about insulation today.
All right.
That's what we're going to focus on. And I guess the first question that I have is just, let's start at the beginning. How do I know if I need more insulation in my home? Now, I know as winter's approaching, I know one quick, easy way to test is to look outside when the snow is here and see how many icicles I have lining up along the side of the house.
And compared to everyone else's roof.
I always
He doesn't have very many, but wow, his touched the ground.
Yeah, I'm way better than that guy. Now, it looks cool in pictures and stuff like that, but
right.
I also know that seeing lots of icicles is a bad sign.
Yeah.
Help me understand, what other things do I need to look for?
Well, you know, there's an awful lot of things, but the first thing that I would share with people is we've all kind of been conditioned when we see those things, or we have drafty rooms, or we have cold rooms, or cold floors, or that
yep.
sort of thing is insulation. And the truth is that insulation is not the number one thing we go after. It's not the one number one enemy of your home not being efficient,
okay.
or more importantly, not being comfortable or safe.
All right.
So, and we've all been conditioned to think that. So the first thing that I would tell you is the air infiltration coming into the house is like the number one enemy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of the thing that we try to approach. But in the insulation, you identify the big one. And, you know, that's certainly a sign that we're not insulated well enough.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we also have air leakage, even if we put insulation in, it's still not going to work real well.
Okay.
And you know, that leads to a number of things. You know, one of the fears or the problems that people will have with putting insulation in, and everybody thinks of the attic first, right? That attic is a real potential for adding a very unsafe element in the house. So just coming and blowing insulation in is really not the answer.
What do you mean, adding an unsafe element in the house?
Well, if you just fill cubically that attic in the house,
yeah.
it's going to capture that, and it's not going to allow there to be any ventilation in the attic. The attic is actually designed to have ventilation in it, and so that's one of the things we check and really make sure is right. And
so if I would insulate it myself, there's a chance that I do it incorrectly and I seal up areas.
Right.
That's what you're talking about?
Right. You know,
prevent airflow.
Right. The soffits have a vent, and then mm-hmm. there's usually a ridge vent at the
yep.
top.
Yep.
You know, that's designed to create kind of a convection loop of heat and or cold, and it will move air through there. We want the surface of that roof for the health of the roof.
Mm-hmm.
We want that to be cold in the winter. We want to protect down below.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of that heat comes up through that attic floor. There's all kinds of mechanical penetrations, lights and drop soffits and stairways and accesses and vents for that sort of stuff. So getting the, you know, it's not just blowing in insulation, I guess, would be my big kick. In fact, the number one thing we do is seal that attic floor. Number two deal is we will take care of insulating it. But when we do that, we really make sure we get that ventilation right.
Okay. All right. We're talking with George Clark from WMGB Home Improvements on the Repcolite Home Improvement Show. And I want to go back for a second. You know, at my old house, we had huge icicles on the roof mm-hmm. that just showed up every single winter. And I knew that the attic wasn't insulated very well. So right. I rented one of those great big garbage can like blower things. And I had a great time, absolute great time blowing insulation into the attic. Now, I guess I'm curious, George, are you saying that by doing only that, just blowing in the insulation, I'm really only just scratching the surface of the problem?
Well, one of the things about insulation is it really needs to be sealed, and its value drops dramatically if air is moving through it.
Okay.
In fact, it can drop by 2/3. So if you have an R60 up there, yeah. I mean, that's 17 inches of blown-in insulation. If there's air moving through it, it can actually be devalued down to like a 20. And so wow. if you stop that air from moving through it, because what's insulation really do? It traps dead airspace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's a lot of discussions around this insulation or that. Well, done properly, they're all pretty effective.
Okay, because that was one of the questions we wanted to get to, is mm-hmm. which one's better, but you're saying done properly.
The done properly and the doing the full system right is by far the most important. I think most of those people that are in this business prefer, you know, the cellulose probably over the fiberglass. To be honest with you, if I had the right guys doing it, my ventilation was right and I air sealed it right, I'd put either in my own home. And people accuse me of being a tree-hugging, polar bear-saving Kool-Aid drinker, right? Okay.
Right. So how do you know if you have enough insulation? Are you just looking for icicles and things like that, or are there other things
well,
that we should be looking for?
In today's world, with as bad as our energy codes have been mm-hmm. up through last December 16th, and mm-hmm. now we actually really have good ones, really the best way to analyze your home is try to dispel that deal that, you know, my house is inefficient, I need mm-hmm. insulation and new windows. I mean, mm-hmm. we're all kind of conditioned around that. And really invest in getting a home energy audit, which consists okay. of bringing a really qualified BPI certified building scientist in with a blower door and an infrared gun. And
do they come in white suits?
Well, kind
of. And is the neighbors going to think we have some kind of
bugs?
Disease?
Well, pretty much.
Good.
You've got our marketing approach down good.
So who will do that?
Well, we do that. We have just blessed with the staff we have. And you know, the only thing I'll tell people is that, you know, I can't do anything about how committed they are to this and how much they love the business. But it is just a fascinating show. And it does take some time. I mean, we have a little pre-homework assignment we hand out. We sit down and try to talk to homeowners, much as you're talking to me today.
Mm-hmm.
We go through a 15-point deal of, hey, what's going on in your house? Right.
Okay.
And what would you like to accomplish? But so we really analyze it and we'll go around and we measure everything. We look at everything, you know, and that's the HVAC equipment, the windows and the type and the age and the rest and just all of this stuff. Right. Well, at the end, we give them a little to-do list of the things that can be done to take care of those problems.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that all sounds, I'm going to ask the question that I always ask. That sounds very expensive.
Well.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, it would be. I mean, how much would it cost you to have a couple guys in your house for 3 hours with all this fancy equipment and produce a report and tell you everything you do?
Depends on if I really have that disease and if insurance covers that. But
well, yeah. we have decided that is just part of our cost of doing things. So the truth is, as long as we get the benefit of having all interested parties are both homeowners there,
mm-hmm.
right? So we can educate them.
Yeah.
Right.
Because our best marketing, a lot of our marketing really doesn't work in that little segment of the business.
Mm-hmm.
The show is kind of so cool. You learn so much about it that those people tell their neighbors. They mm-hmm. go to church and tell friends and the rest. And so that's been the way we've really promoted this business. And it is the best way. So we're offering it for free. We have all these preconceived ideas of what's going on in our house. And
right.
I love sitting down with a couple because it's funny how the couple doesn't always agree on what's going on in the house,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's really
not the case at my house.
Of course.
We agree on everything.
Yeah, whatever she says, you agree
yeah,
with.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
same way.
So you've learned. She's trained you.
Exactly. But in doing it this way, and then we really have people involved with us going through this whole process. They've got a to-do list at the end of the things that need to be done. Now, we do give them a proposal on that business. And, I mean, it's just been a really good model.
Well, that's about all the time we've got on this segment, and I still have a ton more questions.
Mm-hmm.
George, I'm wondering if you could hang around with us through the break.
I'm good.
And catch us on the next
good.
Segment.
Love it. Love
all
it.
All right. After the break, we'll be back in the studio with George talking about insulation and all of the things that you need to know to keep your home warm this winter. Stay tuned. And the sky. It's a hazy shade of winter. Repcolite and Benjamin Moore present a shout-out to painting contractors.
Every day you transform the world around you by adding new color. And while you may not be Van Gogh, the end result is still a work of art.
Benjamin Moore's unmatched quality helps assure you of a happy customer every time. Just ask this contractor.
Hi, I'm Mark Nickel from Final Touch Painting Services. Benjamin Moore is my paint, and Repcolite is my store.
The six West Michigan Repcolite stores and Port City Paints in Muskegon, where painting pros go for Benjamin Moore.
If you want to take your DIY skills up a rung, the Repcolite Home Improvement Show is here to give you a boost. On News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, welcome back to the Repcolite Home Improvement Show. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson.
And we're sitting here in the studio with George Clark from WMGB Home Improvement, formerly West Michigan Glass Block. And they just decided, as they branched out into a million other things that they do, that West Michigan Glass Block was probably a
it was
name
an
that was
insufficient name for everything
didn't
that
cover
they
everything.
Do.
So WMGB Home Improvement covers a lot of different stuff. You guys should check them out online
Absolutely.
And just see all the different things they do. Now,
right.
we've been talking with George about honestly, we started talking about just insulation. I just was expecting the simple, here's what you need to do.
Right.
And you just blow it into your attic and you're good to go.
Right.
And it turns out just blowing it into your attic
is
could
not
potentially
great.
Even be a problem.
Right.
So what George just went through was an audit, an energy audit, basically, right? You went through the
you
home.
Got it. Yep.
And figured out what we need to do, and you give us a list of things to accomplish. And I guess what we want to spin off from here now is, let's say we've done that, and insulation is one of the things that we need to work on. Where do we go from there?
The priority of what's most important is, we call it the ABCs, okay?
Okay.
So the most important place to hit is the attic for the A. The basement's the second most important.
Okay.
And then the condition space in between is the third.
All right.
Okay.
And there's kind of an order, after having done thousands of these, that we've kind of found that makes sense. I spoke to it a little earlier, but sealing that attic floor is always number one.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that something a homeowner can do on our own?
Yes, but I think I'd go back to the story you told earlier of that first time you did your own.
Where it felt like a very terrible experience.
Yeah, and now imagine having to move all that insulation that's up there out to seal every top plate, every mechanical penetration, every hole and crook.
Okay.
And, I'm guessing that's the thing that people always skip. They just blow in the insulation and don't seal anything.
You couldn't be more right.
So it's something I could do, but it is extremely
right. Well, and there are a number of little things if you're into this, and we always try to help people with this, of things if they are people that like to do things themselves, we help them with it.
Mm-hmm.
Get the right product, give them a little lesson on how to do it.
Sure.
But that would be one of them. That sealing it and insulating it and making sure the ventilation is right in the attic, probably not something you want to take on yourself.
Okay.
Now, the number two thing we do, before the attic insulation even, is in the basement, we will spray foam the rim joists around the bottom by the floor.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little piece of wood that it goes around the circumference of your basement.
Mm-hmm.
And we will spray that with two-part spray foam. And that's also one because of the toxicity and there's just the having the material and everything else that people almost always have us do.
Sure.
But if we do that, on the typical average of average homes, we can typically cut down on the air infiltration in a house anywhere from 20 to 40% with those two things.
Because you were saying at the very beginning that air infiltration
is the enemy.
Is the enemy.
It's the devil.
We tend to think we just got to pile in more insulation.
That is correct.
But you're saying it's air infiltration, so sealing it out. That's why sealing the attic
That's
floor
why
and all of these other areas.
So imperative. Well, and then you're going to get max efficiency out of everything else you do. But the comfort level difference that it makes, and I mean, when we go into a house and we try to build this accomplished list, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's invariably that, hey, I want to warm up little Susie's bedroom or the den that I watch the TV in is freezing. I keep a sleeping
bag out
there.
Let's do the TV room before we hit Susie's room. She can put blankets on.
Well, that sounds like a husband talking.
Uh-huh.
Right? That's where they don't always agree.
That's why you have to go to this thing together.
There you go. So in any case, it's interesting in doing this when people really kind of go the full Monty and do all the things and elements that are there. I've never been in a business that the customer satisfaction has been like so great. Mm-hmm. And this whole process also impacts things like humidity in the house.
Mm-hmm.
It drops it raises the humidity in the winter. Mm-hmm. It lowers it dramatically in the summer. It gets rid of that little rim joist deal, gets rid of spiders and rodents and bugs in the basement.
Why?
Because you're sealing up all the little seams. We measure everything that we measure. There are little bits times big multipliers. In that 150-foot perimeter basement, you actually have 450 linear feet of seams that have nothing sealing it. Well, they don't, any of them leak a lot, but they all leak a little.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 450 times a little, it's kind of a lot. And so in the summer, it's sucking in that hot air, meeting cold air, raising that humidity.
Mm-hmm.
Just the opposite in the winter.
Right.
So it cuts down on that. Well, the other benefit that it has is, guess where all, you know, if any of the kids have allergies or you get hay fever, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's not sucking those pollens in there. So we've had
so many ramifications, so many benefits come.
Well, it just goes on and on and on.
Well, this is way more fun than I thought it was going to be.
I thought you
were going to be so dry and boring.
Really?
Oh, and insulation.
Well, I've always had a problem with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
We're sitting here with George Clark from WMGB Home Improvements, and we're talking about insulation and making our homes more energy efficient. Now, George mentioned an ABC approach to insulating, that you start with the attics, then you move to the basements. What about the C, the conditioned space in between?
Well, it's the one that kind of has the least effect, but it can be very profound in some of those rooms like the TV room, right?
Okay.
So there are things like, outlets that can be sealed up,
mm-hmm.
right? There are, the ductwork is another one. That's kind of the fourth thing on our list. Sealing your ductwork
mm-hmm.
in your house. Why not get that air that we're paying to heat or cool to where we really kind of want it, not
right.
leaking around the whole deal? And people go, well, how much can there be? Well, in a 1,000-square-foot house, you have 1,000 linear feet of seals.
Mm-hmm.
They all leak a little bit. You ever tried sucking liquid through a straw with a slit in it?
Yes, I have.
That doesn't surprise me.
And I have to suck really hard, and I get very tired out, and I can't eat my pizza because I'm breathing so
there
hard
you go. But,
from sucking so hard on my straw.
But that's kind of the case, right? So, that's another one of the things. And those two things are things that we often will train a homeowner on how to do, get them the right product and that stuff. But the other big one is, whether you think you need new windows or you don't, that window cavity is always a devil spot.
Mm-hmm.
Because the code going back, the way they were put in was truly just awful. You got a window frame, and then you got the frame of the house. And in between those two, there's typically nothing or a little bit of fiberglass.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And it's not sealed up. So if you got 20 windows and you got 20 linear feet per window, you got 400 linear feet of major leakage. So just caulking, right? Just
right.
makes a world of difference on those. We all think the windows are bad. It's usually the window frame is the bigger enemy of that. So that's another thing that we can get into and do. But many homeowners can do that too.
Right.
And doing it on the inside and outside is helpful.
Now, we're almost out of time, but very quickly, let's just hit on the do-it-yourselfer nature of all of this. Now, some of the things that we talked about are things that homeowners just might not want to tackle. They might just be too big.
Mm-hmm.
But if they do want to try some of these projects or jump into them, you said that you'd help them with how-tos, that you'd hook them up with the right materials and all of that, correct?
We do it all from A to Z. But if we run to those people that want to do some of the stuff themselves, I think we're really good at kind of helping them through it. Because there's some of it that they just shouldn't do. But
mm-hmm.
you're absolutely right.
Well, George, this has been a really fun conversation. And like I said, you were going to be dry.
How far do you go?
We go everywhere, Betsy. Yeah, we cover all.
Everywhere, like Wisconsin and Minnesota?
Central and Western Michigan.
Okay.
That's really our home, and that's where we've served this market for, 34 years now, yeah.
Okay.
Now, if our listeners want to get in touch with you and talk about some of these things, how do they do that?
Well, just check us out online at WMGB.com. And, in fact, we really invite you to see that. We're very proud of our website. I think there's a tremendous amount of information on there. But just give us a call.
Great. And we'll look up the phone number.
All righty.
George is making faces at us.
I can't remember the phone number.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's the magic of radio.
That's why we have cell phones.
Well, there you go.
George, thanks so much for taking time to be with
us today.
My
pleasure. This has been tremendous.
Now, just ahead, we'll introduce you to Benjamin Moore's newest paint, Century, and we'll tell you how you can win tickets to next week's exclusive color party. Stay tuned. Repcolite and Benjamin Moore present a shout-out to painting contractors.
Every day you transform the world around you by adding new color. And while you may not be Van Gogh, the end result is still a work of art.
Benjamin Moore's unmatched quality helps assure you of a happy customer every time. Just ask this contractor.
I'm Kurt Van Overloop from KVO Painting. Benjamin Moore is my paint, and Repcolite is my store.
The six West Michigan Repcolite stores and Port City Paints in Muskegon, where painting pros go for Benjamin Moore.
Helping you turn your house into your dream home. This is the Repcolite Home Improvement Show, presented by Benjamin Moore.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson.
Now, we know a number of people are tuning back in because we promised to talk about a new contest where we're going to give away five pairs of tickets to our big Color the Night event, the biggest color party, the biggest party that Repcolite throws every year. It's a great event.
Yes, everyone's on their seats. Come on, come on.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to tell you how you could win those tickets, but we're going to tell you at the end of this segment. Yes.
Everyone's groaning.
Yeah. But before we get to that part of it, we want to talk about one of the products that we're actually going to highlight at this event, you know, and let people see. It's a brand new product from Benjamin Moore, and it's called Century.
Yes, it's very unique because there are so very few locations that actually carry this paint. That's one of the things that sets it apart from everything else. There's only about 100 retailers in the nation that actually carry this paint.
Right. The Repcolite store on Lakewood Boulevard in Holland is one of those.
Yes.
Not all of the Repcolites have it.
Nope.
They can get it for you.
Yes.
But the Lakewood store has the full display and everything so you can actually see it and all of that.
Right.
The next closest place is somewhere on the east side of the state or maybe Chicago.
Yeah.
So that's what you've got for Michigan, just to see Century. So Lakewood Boulevard, Repcolite, pretty elite crowd that we're in that, in, you know, by having it in that store.
Right.
Benjamin Moore calls this the world's first soft touch matte.
Yes.
Okay, so it's a matte finish, but they're calling it a soft touch matte. And what that means is that it actually feels almost like a leather glove.
Yeah, it's very tactile if you brush against it.
Exactly. It's not a visible texture.
No.
It's not like those suede paints that I think Ralph Lauren had one.
Yeah, kind of gritty.
Right. It doesn't have that grit to it. It's just like regular paint, but it has this really unique feel. It's actually handcrafted in small batches by craftsmen.
Yeah.
Who, this is what they do. They make Century.
Exactly.
You know, in the videos,
it's really cool.
Right. They look like really cool old guys who are, you know,
from
stirring the big
world.
Pot, you know, like alchemists or something like that. I don't know if that's how it really is, but I don't want to think that it's not. I want to just take that image and live with it because you've got these really cool old world type settings and they're just cranking out Century and that's what they do. But it is made in small batches like that. The colors, there are 75 of them.
Yes.
They're all pre-mixed at the factory. So there's no mixing at the paint store.
Right.
And the colors, even though there's just 75 of them, they're absolutely brilliant colors.
They are brilliant. They're chosen by designers for designers. And there's every range of colors. There's the neutrals, browns, beiges, grays, things like that. But then there are some of the most fantastic, vibrant colors I've ever seen. There's sapphire blues, emerald greens, and the most vibrant, vivid reds imaginable. And the fuchsia is just breathtaking.
Right. The colors are great. And because they're specially formulated, you know, everything about Century is all about the special formulation to get to these colors and to make it look and feel the way it does.
Mm-hmm.
What you end up with is this depth of color and richness that you don't see in regular paint.
Mm-hmm.
Now, lastly, it's pricey. You know, we'll just throw that right out there, right out front.
Everyone sit down.
Yes. It's over $100 a gallon.
Get out the defibrillator because everyone needs one.
It's crazy. But here's the deal. For certain situations, it's exactly the right product.
Yes.
You know, especially in the design world, the architectural world, this might be exactly what's needed. And yet we feel, even with that said, there is a place for this in every home, potentially.
Yes, there is.
It just depends on how much of it you use and where you decide to use it.
Yeah.
And we'll get into all of that right now on the Repcolite Home Improvement Show and kind of just dig into the who's it for in the real world setting, you know, in our West Michigan setting, and is it worth the price tag?
It is worth the price tag. You just have to be selective where you put it and how much of it you use. You know, you don't want it in an area where kids are going to be walking by, touching it with dirty hands or anything like that.
So any hallway in my home, the entry in my home.
Right.
And then a lot of weird little spots where I find handprints. And I wonder.
No high traffic areas.
How did they even get there?
Right.
So avoid those. Avoid places where pets are going to be.
Yep.
Things like that. You know, it's a matte finish. And what you need to remember is while there are washable matte finishes, Repcolite makes Hallmark.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very washable matte finish. That is made specifically for washability. That's its primary goal.
Yes.
Give you a nice matte finish with great washability.
Mm-hmm.
Century's goal is not washability.
No.
It's all about color. It's all about look, and it's all about feel.
Right.
That's what Century is focused on. So just keep that in mind when thinking about where you might think about using it, and possibly consider a bedroom. It'd be great in a bedroom.
It would be
great in a living area.
Yep. It would also be great in an office, a home office, or even if you have your own office at work where there's not a lot of traffic going in and out, it would be great in there as well. It's just a fantastic thing for anywhere you want to create that unique look and have something to build your space around.
Right. And remember, Century is a premium product. You know, you're paying a premium price, but you are getting a premium product.
Right.
We painted it out for our Color the Night event, which we'll tell you how you can win tickets to
in
momentarily.
Just a minute.
But we painted it out and we were absolutely blown away by just its application characteristics.
Yeah, it was so easy to use. You know, we had white primer on, and I was a little skeptical. The color we had chosen was a fairly bright blue that generally in any other paint would not have covered very well at all.
Not at all.
And I rolled it out two coats, almost one coat. You know, you needed that second coat just to even everything out. Fantastic coverage. Every bit as good as Aura. I was so impressed. And the color is just incredible. There is nothing like it out
there.
Yeah,
that's the thing. I don't normally like to buy in. When Benjamin Moore started talking about this and telling us that, how the colors were so deep, and it all sounded like hype.
Right.
And then we saw it, and yes, definitely there's something different going on. It has that feel to it, which was very interesting, a very soft feel, unlike regular paint. Very cool. But also the way the lighting played off the color, it just created all kinds of different looks. Every angle that you looked at just had this very interesting, it drew you in and really made you pay attention to that space. And in fact, this little display that we created was really pretty boring. I was very disappointed and nervous because we're going to bring this and architects are going to look at this and they're going to think that we have no idea what we're doing.
Right.
But then we put Century on it. And now it really looks pretty classy.
It does.
I'm pretty proud of this thing.
I am too. And so, you know, hopefully everyone will come up and at least, you know, put a hand on it to feel it at the event, because that's what it's
made for.
We're
going to have a bouncer there so you can't stand there too long. He's going to move along, ma'am. Move along, sir.
Exactly. Because you do. You just want to keep rubbing your hand over it. It's so incredible. And yes, I know everyone's sitting there going, okay, this sounds fantastic. You know, yeah, in theory, this is a great thing, but there's still this huge price tag attached to it.
Right.
The great thing is, just think about how you use it and use less. Just an accent wall is plenty for this product.
And that's where you can actually even save money by using Century.
Yep.
Very quickly, I ran into a customer at our Kalamazoo grand opening for our store down there a few weeks ago, and she was looking at wallpaper and had a couple questions, and in the course of the conversation, it came out she's doing an accent wall in her home and wants to put something really unique on there. That's what she was looking for. And she wanted to do paper. And it turns out the price of the paper she had chosen, she'd narrowed it down, but she was in the $300 to $400 range to get enough paper to do what she needed. And we started talking about Century at some point in that conversation, because I guess the unique, you know, when she was talking about wanting something unique, Century came up, and she was very intrigued. And as we talked and as we showed some colors and just dug into it, I think that's what she ended up going with.
Yep.
She got the unique look. She got something very rare.
Yes.
There's not going to be very many people in, you know, your circle of friends that are going to be using the colors you picked in this product.
Yeah.
The look that it has, the feel that it has, she got that unique look, that unique feel, set the tone for her room for $120 for the gallon
instead of
$400. So it can save you money in the right situation. Will it save money for everybody? Of course not. I'm not dumb. I know how it works. But use it in small amounts. Consider it. Just check it out. It's very interesting because it's so rare.
Right.
And remember, you can check it out at our Lakewood location. They've got a full display. We'll have displays, smaller displays, at our other stores soon. You can find the colors online. We'll put a link in the show notes. Or you can win tickets to our designer event coming up November 1.
Finally.
And you can come and see it for yourself and see the display that Betsy and I built.
Exactly. Again, it is November 1st. That is this upcoming Wednesday, 6 o'clock until about 7:30, 8 o'clock-ish. It's at the Sunnybrook Country Club in Granville. There's going to be a Color of the Year presentation. It's really fun. Color trends, product stuff. There's also free food,
lots of giveaways.
Swag bags.
Right. We've teamed up with Johnson Carpet One, and they're giving away an area rug.
Yep.
UBU Furniture in Granville is giving away an ottoman worth $300.
Yep.
We're giving away the spa package worth $300. All kinds of great stuff, and you can be there hobnobbing with architects and designers and us.
Exactly.
You know, we kind of linger on the outer edges, but
yes,
if you fit more with us, you can fall our way. But there's this great crowd of people.
Yeah.
Come and be a part of it.
It's a lot of fun.
You can win tickets. We're going to give away 5 pairs of tickets.
Yep.
And all you need to do is go to RepcoLite's Facebook page, find the post about this contest. It'll be right on top.
Yep.
And then leave a comment. We don't care what the comment is.
Don't just like the post. You actually have to leave a comment in order to be entered to win.
Right. And the reason we do that is because then we can reply to your comment if you win. We'll draw the winners on Monday.
Monday morning.
And we'll let them know right away. And they can be a part Wednesday of this great event.
Exactly. You don't want to miss it. And you can come check out Century. So go to Facebook. Leave a comment.
All right. That's it for the RepcoLite Home Improvement Show for today. All the past episodes are online at RepcoLite.com. Check them out.
And don't forget to like us on Facebook. And remember to enter the contest while you're there because you want to be at our party.
Right. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. Remember, if you're about to lose your DIY sanity, we can help you fix that crazy.
And get your walls feeling as smooth as a baby's bottom.
No, Dan. I believe it's like a leather glove.
That's what they say. But I think... I know the people that I talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants it to be as smooth as a baby's bottom.
It's a good thing you're not marketing for Benjamin Moore.
I'm marketing for RepcoLite.
Yeah.
Smooth as a baby's bottom.
Ugh.
Thanks for listening.